Michigan's Upper Peninsula is my home and Escanaba is my hometown. I'm Craig Warple. Hometown Escanaba connects with the people, activities, and newsmakers of Escanaba and the UP. Join us for more interviews at hometownescanaba.com. Now, let's find out what's going on. Joining us are Delta County Commissioners Steve View and John Mellner. Thank you guys so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure.
Good morning.
Especially coming in from the outer parts of the county on a snowy morning, right?
Yeah, it was kind of nasty coming in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you have some experience with the Road Commission, right?
Yes. I've been on the Road Commission for, I think, 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. This year was a pretty easy year, snow removal-wise anyway, right?
Yeah. Right. Right.
Okay. Well, you guys wanted to come in and talk about some of the things that are happening in the county. Let's start with the resolution to support the ballot initiative to repeal the portion of the energy law that deals with siting of solar and wind turbines within the state of Michigan. Of course, that can affect Delta County, was what's proposed out in Escanaba Township. And I don't think that it was a surprise that Bob Barron voted the way he did. But certainly it was a surprise that Dave Moyle did not support that resolution. He said it was because of the zoning. He did not want to be involved in zoning at all within Delta County.
Well, I went to, actually me and Steve went to a town hall meeting, and it was held at the Terrace back in, I think it was January 16th, and Senator McBroom was there. They did have a commissioner that from downstate that is really, really up on this.
Way downstate, all the way to the bottom.
State. Yep. Yeah, I can't think of his first name's Kevin, but I can't remember what state or what county he's from. Somewhere down by Wayne County,
way
somewhere
down,
in there.
It was way at the border. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I never even heard of the county because we got 80 some of them. You know.
Yeah, but he was really up on this. He's very, very intelligent on this. And what we were planning on trying to do is what that group is trying to do is get one supervisor to head up each county and then go to the townships and then try to get signatures because they do have a petition going on. The language was okayed by the state. As far as I know, they are printing the petitions right now, and they were going to start handing them out.
Are you that person for Delta County?
No.
Okay.
No, I am not. What I hear, it's a person from Escanaba Township, somewhere in Escanaba Township. I don't know his or her name.
Okay. But you do support the initiative.
Yes.
Why is that?
Yes. Well, it's mainly for local control. We want local control back. It's not about green energy or anything. It's just mainly for local control.
Well,
we want to have our own control for our citizens.
But the state wants the ability to make those decisions because they don't feel that with the amount of renewable energy that they need to produce, that local control will be able to fill that need.
Right.
Because there's obviously going to be people who object to it.
Yeah. What
in their backyard.
Right. What I hear is there's going to be like 350,000 acres of solar panels in Michigan. And that's just as of right now. We could get more. And what that would do is, just to kind of give you an idea of this, it's 545 square miles. And to give you an idea, if you started in Marquette and took 10 miles across, you could come all the way down to Escanaba. That's a huge, huge amount of property that are just going to be solar panels. There is a website that you can go and look at it.
It's mycitizenschoice.org?
Yes. Yes. And, Presque Isle, when that went down, they built...
You're talking about the power plant.
The power plant, okay. Presque Isle.
Mm-hmm.
That supplied a lot of power to the state of the UP.
Well, then they built the two generators powered by natural gas.
Correct.
Instead of coal. And now those will become obsolete.
Yes. They actually want those done by 2040. And we will still be paying for those in the long run for another 5 years after that. And then we're going to be ended up paying for these solar panels too with our electricity. So we're paying for both of them. And our electric bills are going to be probably up 20-some percent.
Steve, you want to weigh in on why you supported the resolution? I think you made the motion, right?
Yeah, I made the motion, but it was a collective motion by supporting documents that I received, talking points from Senator McBroom from that meeting. It became a no-brainer to me after that meeting that down in Lansing, the governor and whoever else is involved in this, I don't pay attention that much to that wide government for the state, just decided to bring, a couple senators brought the bill to the floor and it passed that three unelected officials will have the complete say in our local community. And I thought, well, that doesn't sound too good. I knew a lot of people that would be upset over that. So listening, I thought it'd be a good idea to bring it back to the board and gain back that control through a ballot initiative that was being passed around and supported by, I would say, in that meeting, they said 92 to 93% of the population in the state of Michigan. So that's huge when you think about it. So now it's just up to the people again to see if we can sidestep these three people and get back that control, even though it affects solar and wind, industrial solar and wind, I guess. What's next? You know, are they going to tell us who we can marry? I mean, that's an extreme.
Certainly what's next are the sewer.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a great update on that on Friday in our environmental meeting that we have through Lansing.
Yes.
Me and John Melner on that MAC environmental committee. Mm-hmm. They just put a new bill through for just the readings of it that have changed some of the outlook of what they were talking about first. And I'm not privy to it right now.
Well, there was like, this is on the septic tanks.
Septic tanks, that's right.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
Septic tank rulings. I did not read. There was like 13 pages they sent to us, and I got to get read before tomorrow at 10 o'clock because that's when we're going to be discussing about that. There's just so much going on in the state. But on this Citizens for Local Choice.
Which is Kevin Martis, by the way.
Yes.
I found the name.
Thank you.
See
thank
how he spells his name, too?
It's a different Kevin, yeah.
Yes.
Kind of cute.
Yeah.
Cute.
But what this is they're looking to try to get 550,000 votes throughout the state of Michigan. All they need is like 350,000 to get it on the ballot for November. And then at that time, citizens of Michigan will be able to vote yes or no to get local control back.
Just on that issue.
Just on that issue, right. So that's a big thing. Please go into that website, look it up, get very familiar with it because it's going to be a huge issue. I think that's about all I got on that.
Okay.
Let me make one comment on that if they don't get the signatures in time, it'll go on to the next election cycle. But
by then,
a lot of decisions will already be made, mm-hmm. and there may be process and doing stuff. And one of the main talking points that Senator McBroom brought up is the forestry and the farmland. I'm not so worried about the farmland because my discovery is they can work together with solar and still farm. I don't know what, but I mean, there's some possibility there, but it's the forest lands. People, we have mills and forest industry up in the UP that is very dear to everything that people do in the community and support. And if people start renting and cutting trees down for this, I think it's going to have a huge impact on our economy. And I look at it like that.
And just one other thing, I just dawned on me that if we're going to take this much farmland, just remember that this farmland is producing our food for us. We don't want to be to the point where we're reliable on China or anybody else for our food.
John, talking about the airport issue, you took it from this perspective that the county board really only deals with one person. You have one employee.
Correct.
And that does not include the airport manager.
No. The Board of Commissioners has one employee, and that's the administrator. The way this works is, you know, our employees go to the department heads. If the department head can't take care of it, then they go to the administrator. If the department heads have a problem, they go to the administrator. It's supposed to be the commissioners are the last ones to really hear about the problem, if there's a problem, if the administrator can't handle it. We are not supposed to micromanage our employees or administrator. All we do is get decisions from her
and Steve, or him. You feel that not micromanaging can be the key to some of the issues in the Delta County Board?
That and communication. I believe that in my position, I'm growing in it every month, every meeting, every conversation I have. And I overstepped my boundaries at the last meeting with Mr. Robert Randstandler because that was a strength of mine with...
Because you're on the airport advisory board?
Well, no, I ran a motor coach company. And And I know what he's going through. I know compliance. I know inspections. I know policy and documentation and stuff. So I kind of said some stuff that I don't regret, but it was a strong point, and I just spewed it out. And I talked to him after that and explained to him that. And I don't want to get involved in that stuff. If he reports something to the board, I feel it must be important for us to pay attention and follow suit. If Ashley comes to the board and asks for stuff, same thing. I bring stuff at the board level if I want something looked at. I try to get it so that we discuss it, give it to Ashley, get some recommendations. I haven't gotten a lot of recommendations later, or the board hasn't. It seems to be wishy-washy to the extent that I'm not on the same page with everybody else, personally. Sometimes I'm not even in the same chapter, and other times I feel I'm not even on the same book, reading the same book. And that's very frustrating for me because I believe different commissioners have different values and input that I get from a secondary source than a primary source. And my primary source should be my administrator. And she works with me that way, but I think some stuff is just kept on the side that we don't hear about it till the meeting. And you can see the effects of that at meetings.
How do you feel that not having the commissioners micromanaging different aspects of the county would bring normalcy back to the operations?
Well, basically, I look at... Let's just, we all have ideas. I think communication is going to be the number one thing. You need respect. Respect is achieved. You can take that for what it means. If somebody talks to me, I can talk to them in the same manner, or if it's something I don't like, I'm going to try to achieve some type of communication with them to understand. Once you get respect and achieve a respect, this is what my constituents, I'm trying to do this with the board, then the trust starts. Trust is not just assumed. It is granted. And it takes time to gain that trust from people. And that's my goal. I think if we can, that's a little bit of how I see it, and I'm just trying to put all that together with them three things and hopefully everyone can see that. But I can't tell Commissioner Melner what to do. He has constituents that guide him, and the constituents come forward at the meetings, in emails, communications on the street, and they project their feelings to us. Sometimes they can be nasty, but we have to diffuse them and try to bring them together as a group. And I think that's, we're lacking that a little bit. I can remember when I got elected, one of the commissioners said, my goal, I mean, this is what he told me, my goal as a commissioner is that after 2 years, nobody knows my name. I don't think we reached that for any of our commission right now. Well, I mean, it's kind of funny, but that is a good goal.
Mm.
Let's see if we can move forward like that again.
Both of you feel that all of this has been affecting morale among the employees.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In what way?
Well, once we micromanage, what trust does the administrator have if we're telling our supervisors, department heads, what to do, and then she should be the one telling them what to do, not commissioners. And she could lose faith in doing what she's supposed to do, the administrator's supposed to do. So I see that could be happening, and I just want it back to, you know, when I was first on the board in 15, went in the courthouse, and I always went to every office and said good morning. And I thought if they had a problem, they would say something. I went upstairs, downstairs, went right around, and they said, you know, we don't see any commissioners. That was a good point. We never had problems back then. You know, and our morale was good. So that's what I just wish that we would stop trying to micromanage. Let our administrator do her job. Let our department heads do their job, and things will work out.
Any other issues that you guys want to talk about this morning?
The zoning.
Okay, we started with that, but I guess we got off track, didn't we?
Yeah, we did get off track. You know, back in, I think it was June of 22, we were talking about zoning. And what ended up happening on that is, since I have 10 townships, I was the one that kind of put it together. And I ended up getting two supervisors from townships, one from Brampton, one from Beta Knock, and we sat down several times discussing how are we going to get the townships so we have better plans. And we come up, before it used to be by citizen, I think it was 50 cents a citizen that they were getting charged. And we come up with a plan that we're going to go $2 per parcel that townships are going to be paid. The townships also agreed to paying for new equipment for the zoning, new computers, getting new maps, and they more or less, the nine townships right now that have zoning
through the county,
should be paying for themselves. Escanaba ain't paying for it. Gladstone ain't paying for it. I got a hard time believing that Escanaba and Gladstone are paying for any of it. Because the last time I looked, I asked Ashley, are the townships, the nine townships, what they're paying right now per parcel sufficient for controlling zoning? And she said yes.
In the county, okay.
Yep, she did relay that to me too. that it is not a net loss to the county.
The only thing,
how this conversation started.
Yeah.
It was because of the cost of it.
Correct.
But then started, is it the role of the county
right.
to do zoning?
Right.
It's mixed throughout the whole state. Some mm-hmm. do and some don't. So it's just a yes. matter of personal preference and what works best for your area.
There is actually more counties that don't do zoning than
the
there is.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay.
What else I was going to say?
I can't help you.
No,
I know. I get those moments too.
Yeah, senior moments.
My last comment is I'd like to bridge the communication gap to openly discuss everything with either our constituents, our department heads, especially the commission. I mean, I'm ashamed to say that in the last 6 months, outside of a meeting, and we're allowed to talk to commissioners, but outside of a meeting, there's commissioners that I haven't talked to maybe once or twice about anything. And then how can we get these what-if added scenarios going so that we can understand each other? You know, what if this? What if that? I don't like doing it at the meeting because it causes a lot of animosity because it looks like we're being surprised. And I'm being surprised, and I surprise them. Is that a good way to go? Not that we have three commissioners debating something, but I would love to talk to my chair and say, hey, what if we do this? Then we can think about it for a couple of days and go to a meeting, and he'll have some understanding of where I'm coming from, and I'll have an understanding where he's coming from. I think that's lacking, basically, with this commission, and a lot of the issues that we're facing were from other commissions from before us, and I don't want that to happen in the future, that the stuff we did today, people are going to look back and say, how did we ever get to this point?
I do appreciate you coming in and talking with us about different things, and
no.
We'll talk to you again, so I appreciate it. Well, Steve View is Delta County Commissioner. John Melner is also a Delta County Commissioner. Thank you guys so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you for listening. A special thanks to our sponsor, SwedishPimple.com. Check out all of the fishing lures made right here in the Upper Peninsula at SwedishPimple.com. You can continue to follow us at HometownEscanaba.com. We connect with the people, activities, and newsmakers from Escanaba and Michigan's Upper Peninsula.